The members of the economic team that President Clinton introduced today have the good fortune of facing an economy that, by most accounts, is healthier than at any other time in the past two decades. NPR's John Idstey reports on the administration's economic agenda and the issues the new team will face.
As it enters its second term, the Clinton administration will be greeted by an economy growing moderately with remarkably low inflation and interest rates, unemployment at its lowest level in years, and household incomes rising solidly for the third year in a row. Bob Reischauer of the Brookings Institution says the challenge for the Clinton team is to work with the Federal Reserve and the Congress to keep the economy on its current course.
Steady as she goes, I think, is the order of the day. Of course, Alan Greenspan is the individual who controls the tiller of this ship, and he has a pretty firm and steady grip on that tiller. And the task before the president's team is to deal with Congress to trim the fiscal policy sails to continue the reductions that are taking place in the deficit.
The deficit has come down for 4 years in a row, and President Clinton says his top priority will be to get it to zero by the year 2002. Reischauer, a former director of the Congressional Budget Office, says he thinks there's a high probability the White House and the Congress will work out a deal.
This package will hold out the promise that the budget will be balanced by the year 2002, although it's highly unlikely that whatever we are able to pass this year in and of itself will be able to achieve that objective.
Reischauer says there's little question that, in addition to including spending cuts, the budget package will also feature some tax cuts, most likely cuts that both President Clinton and Bob Dole campaigned on. Among them, a $500 per child tax credit, some expansion of individual retirement accounts, and a virtual elimination of the tax on the profits or capital gains made on the sale of homes. Republicans will want broader reduction in capital gains taxes, and the president may have trouble convincing them to sign on to another pet tax break, big credits and deductions for post-high school education expenses. Steve Moore of the Cato Institute predicts some fierce battles on economic issues, despite all the recent talk of cooperation from the White House and congressional Republicans.
The balanced budget amendment is going to be a battle royale, with the administration opposing it and congressional Republicans in favor of it. I believe that there is still going to be a big battle over the issue of tax cuts, where Republicans are going to argue, yes, Mr. President, we like the idea of cutting taxes. We just want more of it than you do.
Moore thinks that in addition to battles with Congress, there'll be some skirmishes in the White House, with the president being pulled in different directions by factions on the economic team.
You clearly have a moderate wing that I think is headed up by Robert Rubin at the Treasury Department. And I think there's no question that Rubin is probably the head honcho in terms of economic policy. But it's ironic that one day after Bill Clinton gives a major speech where he talks about the sensible center and governing from the center, he now names as one of his top economic advisors the principal voice of liberal big government activism in his administration, that is Gene Sperling.
Bob Reischauer believes the real power on the economic team will be held by Rubin and another moderate, Frank Raines, the president's budget director. As for long-term economic issues, such as Social Security and Medicare, the president has only said that he supports a commission to address Medicare's long-term problem. He says he will work with this Congress to shore up Medicare's hospital trust fund, which will be bankrupt within 5 years if nothing is done. I'm John Idstey in Washington.